It's Tuesday, the 7th of July, 8 a.m. or 8:10 to be precise. It's not a very nice morning. There's a cool, strong breeze blowing as I watch Mr. Blackbird pursue another cock blackbird around the trees. Just getting him out of the garden. Here he comes. He seems to be pretty determined, that other one, but I don't think he's going to make it. Scraggly Mr. Blackbird is determined in his pursuit. He does look rather worn, as I was saying, drawn backwards through a hedge. I suppose I'll be getting into molt very soon, if not already begun. But it's not nice. We came home on Sunday evening, right into heavy, persistent rain. We were welcomed home by the Scots weather. Anyway, so yesterday wasn't too bad a day, but then we got more rain last night, and everything was wet this morning. You could say it was fresh, but it's taking the heat out of the air. And the skies are just grey. Bit of a bummer, really. So the 7th of July, special day today. I'm remembering the 10th anniversary, I believe, of the 7/7 bombing down there in London. Terrible, terrible event. Was it 50 or 50 odd people that were still alive? And so many more maimed and seriously injured. Oh, goodness grief. Anyway, 10 year. But it's also the anniversary of my wife's dad's, her father's death. Andy died when he was only 59 years old. Now, we were a young couple then, rearing the family. And of course it was a massive shock when he died. We weren't really so aware of the youth of the age, as it were. 59, well, I suppose we thought he was died too young, but he was getting on 60. That sounds daft, doesn't it, really? But as the years went on, we realised just how young he was when he died. And when we got to 59, feeling as young as we did at 59, even with ailments, then you realise that he was really young. And as you get older, you're now 65 years old and a bit, you realise even more how young 59 is, to die at 59, because we would think now that dying at 65 would be young, really young. So anyway, thinking of Andy as well. Yeah, I love that man. Anyway, back home, back to the garden, back to the soaking wet garden. Oh my god, this song comes back so long. Back to life, back to reality. Who sang that again? Very apt, actually, that song, or the lyrics. Back to lists. Back to lists. I didn't even get a chance. We got home and there was phone call messages and text messages and voicemail messages on my phone that I had totally ignored during our wee holiday in Yorkshire. I made my mind up that I wasn't going to answer a phone call, I wasn't going to look at texts or listen to voicemails until I got home. We were away only 5 days. I think it was five. Yeah. As soon as Monday morning came, after a long lie in bed, you know, you switch back on, and then it's wow, oh dear God. So yesterday I was busy already. Today I'm going to be busy. I was going to say something else there, but as usual, the rabbit has run. Could equate my brain to a massive, massive rabbit worm. And the rabbit comes out with a message for me to say or think or do. They don't grab it quick, dive it down another burrow. Just picturing these gazillions of wee rabbits scurrying about my head, making a complete another arse of me at times. I'm just closing my eyes and I'm searching for that wee rabbit, the one that had the message for me to say. But the wee bugger scampered off. He'll appear later just to tease me. Yep, there he is. He's came back out this time. I've nabbed him. What I was going to say was that we got home and there were several messages on our main phone in the house. And there was three from the surgery, the doctor's surgery. There was one on the Thursday for my wife to contact the doctor, and on the Friday there were two with the same message but a different person to contact the doctor. So we can't contact the doctor on a Sunday evening, so my wife was obviously concerned. Why three messages within 2 days? There's something wrong with her blood. Because I'm sure they mentioned blood somewhere along the line. Yes, it was. Yeah, it did. And of course, I was worried and concerned, so I think it was sheer tiredness that made us sleep through the night. But when we got up first thing, that was on our minds right away. And so anyway, she phoned the surgery with... Is it intrepidation the right word, or what's that other word begins with a P? With I don't know. And she spoke to the receptionist, who said that Dr. So-and-so wanted to see her about her blood. Would my wife like a telephone call? Because they do that at her surgery. You can arrange for a call at a certain time of the day, and the doctor will call you and speak to you and ask or talk to you or whatever. Or would you like to come over for an appointment to see the doctor? So my wife says, well, I'll just take a telephone call. And the girl on the other end of the line said, I'm sorry, Dr. So-and-so doesn't do those calls. And you just offered me a call. So anyway, my wife says, well, I'll just forget it. She says, I'll come over, 2:40 p.m. So she went over and I shot over on a bike to be with her, because I was away doing something else and I wanted to be with her when she went to the doctor's, because obviously I'm totally concerned about what was all this about. Is there something wrong with her blood? And it wasn't I wouldn't say it was a total waste of time, but it was nothing serious. It was just this new doctor was unsure about my wife's ankle problem, both legs, rheumatoid arthritis, and she wasn't clear about medications, and she would need to speak to the head doctor, who's Dr. Thompson. And so my wife came out, I said, what's wrong, what's happening? And she told me, bloody wasted. So the two of us had a good rant as we walked back through the park. But it just shows you how you could be wound up. I mean, all they had to say on those messages was, can you phone the doctor? It's not urgent, it's not serious, it's just to talk to you about something. Why didn't they just say that instead of three messages, quite blunt about contacting, you need to contact your doctor. Oh God, insensitivity. So anyway. Yes, I'm looking on the positive side in that there is nothing apparently wrong with her blood. It's just, yes. So, there you go. Right, rabbit, you can go on your merry way now and disappear away into the annals of history at the back of my head. And I can't even throw my tea in the usual direction, so I threw it over that way, because my wife's got laundry out drying on the rope, which she doesn't normally use, because the tumble dryer is still busted, but I've got the new parts in, so that will be my task this morning, to rebuild the tumble dryer. Amongst 100 other things. I need to clone myself. Oh my God, if I could clone myself. Oh boy, wouldn't that be great? Right, you go and do that, and you go and do that, and I'll sit here and listen to good music. Yeah, I'm not sure I'd be a very good taskmaster. Right, onwards and upwards.